Hey, I'm Pastor St. John.
I'm Pastor Rhonda.
And today on our 21 Days of Prayer, we're here to talk about children. What a blessing it is to talk about children. We have two children ourselves, both adults and thriving in today's world. But we just wanted to be mindful of things, of how hard it is for children today to exist in this world and the challenges they face. And I'm talking children, if you have grown children like we do, if you have wee little ones underfoot, for a lot of you grandmas and grandpas out there, your grandchildren and great-grandchildren, what do we know about them?
Well, children are a blessing of God. We know that there are a lot of children that don't have homes and good families to live in, and we just want to bring them to the Lord today and to ask God to touch them and to bless them and to just be with them. It's not an easy world that we're living in, and we wanted just to pray for those children that don't have homes and that are living in a foster situation, that their foster families will be a blessing to them just as their regular families would be.
So really not just to pray for the children, but also the many organizations that we have in our community here. If you think of CASA, you think of DHS, so thankful for the Pregnancy Care Center and its stance and its fight against children from having children that are facing abortion. We just ask that you would join us in prayer over these things and just pray that God will continue to be known in the lives of little ones. We are praying a blessing over each and every one of your homes that are raising children still, and blessings for you as well to continue to be lifelong influences in these children's lives, as we do for our own kids as well. And we are excited that, you know, we are now foster parent grandparents actively, and our children themselves have just taken in 3 foster kids, so we know what it's like. All right, so join us as we pray now for the children and the many organizations that help support in helping and caring for our children. Father, we just come before you, and we thank you for your scripture that says, blessed is a man whose quiver is full, Lord God, that they are counted unto righteousness unto us. So, Father, we ask that you would protect the children of our community, those that are in preschool, elementary, middle, and high school, those that are in our colleges as well. We pray for our adult children as well, that they continue to seek and trust after you, that they may declare, as for me, my house will serve the Lord. And so, Lord, we trust you for all these things. We give you praise and we give you glory. Be a blessing on our many servants that serve the children of our community. Lord, I even hear a child in the background now, and I'm so thankful for that. So bless our DHS workers, our workers at CASA, Lord God, the staff at the Pregnancy Care Centers, Lord God, the many areas. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.